This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, we continue broadcasting live from Chiefs training camp today after the off day yesterday. They were back at it here at Mo West. Couple notes from practice, as we mentioned during the red half hour as well. Hollywood Brown did not practice again, dealing with an ankle injury. Jake Brenningstuhl also still out of practice. Drew Tranquil not practicing due to back strain. And then Christian Fulton continues to be on the pup list, so obviously not practicing. That's really the news so far today. Nothing too crazy in terms of who was lining up where. We kind of know where that's going to go at this point in time. They're just getting set for Saturday night. Preseason game number one in Arizona. And as you've heard a few times already today, reminder, the game only on 96.5 The Fan. This Saturday night, you'll hear Mitch Holthus, Dayton Hughes, and Josh Klingler. And Royals baseball on Saturday will be over on the AM.
Next up on What's Trending, the Royals dropped game one against the Red Sox last night. 8-5 final score. Came up with a chance. Two runners on. Single to left. Nick Lofton tried to score. Got thrown out at the plate. Could have been bases loaded. Two outs with Vinny up. They eventually run into the out. New man. Unfortunately, not great in the start. We will get a second new name tonight as Burgert will take the bump against Garrett Crochet.
Yeah,
and the hottest team in baseball the last 30 days. Last month, nobody has a better record in baseball than the Boston Red Sox, who have now are 2.5 games up, I think, on the Yankees in the wildcard standing. They're not just behind the Blue Jays. They're third in their division right now while they've been without Aaron Judge.
Next up on What's Trending, some contract news in the NFL today. Not one of the guys that have been holding out or holding in, but Kyren Williams, running back for the L.A. Rams, reportedly getting a 3-year, $33 million extension worth $23 million guaranteed. Remember, there's a running back in Buffalo, James Cook, who continues to hold in that wants a new deal. Kyren Williams' deal is kind of interesting. You know, they don't really just go with – there's only a few teams that go with the bell cow. Mm-hmm. But they got Blake Corum, who they drafted a year ago, who they like, but Kyren Williams has been very effective and gets a nice little deal.
He, in new money average, new money per year, he is now the seventh highest paid running back in the NFL. The only guys paid more than him, Josh Jacobs, Kamara, Taylor, Henry, Christian McCaffrey, and Saquon.
Okay.
Those two guys are way ahead. I'm going to guess that James Cook wants to come above the Derrick Henry number, but below the McCaffrey and Saquon number at 19 and 20 million. And he wants to be between that 15 and 20 million, but well above Kyren at just $11 million per year in new money average. Because James Cook has been better and he's younger. So we'll see what goes with there. Lastly on What's Trending, don't forget, coming up, The Fan will be live at Hollywood Casino this Friday, August 8th. We and The Drive will be broadcasting live from a sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino. We'll be registering fans to win an autographed Charles and Minihue football, plus a pair of tickets to Chiefs and Colts. Be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X the day before to enter their giveaway on August 7th for a chance to win $100 in Penn Cash on August 8th. Every hour we are there from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Must be 21 plus, but we'll see you out there this Friday at Hollywood Casino.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold, and we're going to be joined by Nate Taylor in just a couple minutes. I just saw him. He's nearby. He's wrapping up a conversation with somebody, and then he will make his way.
He's having a nice conversation, I think, with a listener.
Reader. He will make his way over here. We'll talk to our Chiefs insider from ESPN. Also, thanks to Kona Ice for dropping by some snow cones. I believe our friend who handles some security up here was kind enough to drop one. I dropped one off for Nate Taylor as well. I think Nate, Nate's got one now from him too. So
it's already in his hand.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Yes.
I was
also,
like, where did it go?
Don't forget on a Tuesday, if you're thinking about, hey, what to do for lunch, what to do for dinner, we've got our Tuesday lunch partners on Cody and Gold.
Our Taco Tuesday partner is Bao Ru Asian Eatery in Waldo, part of the Summit Hospitality Group. And yeah, we know what you're thinking. Taco Tuesday at an Asian restaurant. Think Bao Buns, the fluffier Asian taco. Head down to Bao Ru in Waldo and grab a Bao Bun for just $2.50, which is a great deal, by the way. Or switch it up with some ramen or sushi while you're there. Summit Hospitality Group, proud partner of Cody and Gold. As someone who used to live down
the
street from Bao Ru and used to walk down there regularly, that was a walkable restaurant for me, and used to walk down there regularly, I may highly recommend it. And if you haven't had a Bao Bun, you're like, well, what's a Bao Bun? It's like the softest bread known to man, stuffed with like pork belly or other meats and maybe a vegetable, maybe a pickled vegetable, maybe not a pickled vegetable. Gold, I think you'd really, it's one of those foods you probably hadn't thought to eat, but you'd be like, oh yeah, I like this. Just big pillowy soft bread and some pork belly. I imagine you're not turning that down very often. So head over to Bao Ru Asian Eatery in Waldo as part of their Taco Tuesday deal, which is essentially Bao Buns for $2.50. Or, yeah, grab some sushi. I love sushi. I haven't had it in a cup. I don't get it as often as I want because I'm still in search of my favorite Northland sushi spot. I got to go back out to, like, Bao Ru to get it, you know?
While we're waiting for Nate Taylor, I want to talk about some comments from Sean Payton, the head coach of the Denver Broncos, who obviously had that Broncos team heading in the right direction, I think it's fair to say, and still does have them heading in the right direction. Year two now for Bo Nix. They also get a deal done with Cortland Sutton in the offseason. They take care of a couple guys on their defensive line as well, like Zach Allen. They go out and sign a Drake Greenlaw. But Sean Payton said, hey, this is the seventh time in my career that I have a team capable of winning a Super Bowl. Quote, this is my seventh team that I think has that. Now, we can pull up FanDuel and take a look at odds and all that. They're like 25 or 30 to 1 to win the Super Bowl. And I'm not sitting here telling you I think they're winning the Super Bowl. I get what he's saying, though. They are a team that I actually think, while everybody wants to love up the Chargers, I actually think the Broncos are the second best overall team in the division. I really believe that.
Completeness.
Usually you say QB coach combo. And look, Herbert is still, despite everybody likes to hate on him, he is still a better quarterback than Bo Nix. He just is. I don't think anybody
I think you'd be kind of, you'd look kind of stupid to argue that now.
So typically you would just say, well, who has the best quarterback? That's who I think has a chance. But I actually think as a complete team, if you were to pick somebody, and I wasn't allowed to pick the Chiefs to win the division now for a 10th straight year, that's what they're going for, I would pick the Broncos. I get what he's saying. He has a complete team. I agree with him there. Do I think that they are in the same stratosphere, though, of Buffalo, Kansas City, and Baltimore? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Are they in the next tier? Can they vault themselves into the same spot that Cincinnati thinks they're in, that the Texans think they're in? Yes, I think they can do that. But the challenge they have is I believe they're going to have to go on the road throughout the entire postseason because I still think the Chiefs are going to win the AFC West this year. But he has a complete roster. I do think that is true.
He does have a very good roster. And there's no like, oh my God, they're just horrid somewhere. Their biggest skill is that they have the best offensive line in football last year, and I still think they'll have one of, if not the best, offensive line in football this year. And they have one of the better defensive lines in football. Not the best defensive line in football, but certainly one of the better ones in the way I look at them. I still think Philly probably has the best one.
Their secondary is really
but
good,
when
too.
They got one of the best corners in the league in Patrick Surtain. Here's the issue I have. If you do have a team that is capable of winning the Super Bowl, and you're going to be defensive-led, which I think is fairly obvious this would be, you better have an all-time defense. Like Raven, like the ones you think of. Hell, the last time Denver won a Super Bowl, and that defense drug that team with a dying Peyton Manning on the roster all the way to a Super Bowl win. And so, like, if it's not that, and I think it's a very good defense, obviously the secondary and the defensive line and all those things we talked about, well, then their offense has to be a lot better. And that's where I think you can poke some holes in their scheme. They're not a miserable team, but they don't have some elite-level talent on offense that makes you think, ooh, And it absolutely, their Super Bowl hopes do hinge on the fact that Bo Nix gets better in year two. And I'll just be honest, about half the time, quarterbacks get worse. And guessing which one is really tough. I would not have guessed C.J. Stroud was the one who got worse last year, and he was. If he even takes a slight step back from what he was last year, they aren't a Super Bowl team. That defense is great, but it ain't that great. It's carrying Bo Nix to below his play last year to a Super Bowl.
So again, I don't agree with the sentiment that they're like a legit Super Bowl contender. I just think he's correct that he thinks he has a team that's capable of being that. And I think what he means by that is he's got a complete roster. He's got a quarterback entering his second year, and they can to me be the third tier, or the third team after Kansas City and Buffalo. Like, I think that's where they're at, or the second team after Kansas City and Buffalo. I think there's a chance of that if everything went perfect. With Bo Nix, you know my feeling about him. His ceiling is just low. Like, I think what we saw last year, I don't know how much better it is than that. And by the way, that's fine. He's going to be a franchise quarterback for a long time in this league if that's what he is. I don't know how much higher the ceiling is for him. So when you say step back, I actually don't think he's going to take a step back. I just think that's kind of what he is.
And if he is who he is, then they weren't a real Super Bowl contender last year. At no point, even with that great offensive line, even with that great defensive line, even with Patrick Surtain, one of the five best corners in the NFL, I at no point looked at Denver and been, ooh, here they come. They did not belong in the conversation with the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Ravens. They didn't belong in the conversation with the Eagles or the Rams. They did not deserve to be in that portion of the conversation at any one point, Gold. And so if they are just kind of who they are, well, then they're just kind of stuck in the same spot. I will agree with you. They actually might have the best roster. They might just have the best overall roster if you take quarterback out of it in the division. It is a very, very, very good roster. It's deep. It can play. But again, I still think their weapons are weak. That's still an area that I think we just ignore. If Cortland Sutton's your one, you're not exactly, oh, no. What do I do to cover all their guys if Cortland Sutton's your one?
It's not no. Cortland Sutton, I think, is a very nice receiver. I also think, or the one thing that probably not discussed enough, Evan Engram as their tight end is a big upgrade from what they've had. Evan Engram is coming off a very nice season in Jacksonville, I think it was.
He was somewhere in
Jacksonville. Yeah, I think it was Jacksonville. So that to me is an upgrade, but I just think it's more about Bo Nix, and he is kind of going to be this middle-of-the-road, Derek Carr-ish type of quarterback. Now, Sean Payton can get a lot out of you if you do that. Like, Drew Brees obviously is a Hall of Famer. Everybody will always have the great debate. Like, what was Drew Brees before he was with Sean Payton? He was a nice quarterback, but wasn't at that level. I think Sean Payton can get a lot out of quarterbacks. I still believe that. But Bo Nix has limitations. And I think in his best season, best season ever in his career, I think he would be fringe top 10. Like, number 9. Best season ever.
That's what I think he is.
Doesn't mean Bo Nix won't beat you. It doesn't mean that they can't get to a postseason or all that. I just think there's limitations on getting to a Super Bowl. They are, to me, the second best team in the division behind the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, I probably agree with that. Although, guesses of where everyone finished in the division, there's still a chance. I'll just take the Chargers to finish with a better record.
Right, and I think a lot of people would say that as well, because Herbert still is the better quarterback, and sometimes it's as simple as that. I was looking at the divisional odds. I would be going against what the odds would tell us when I mentioned the Broncos being the second-best team. The AFC West odds right now, Chiefs minus 105.
It's the quarterback stuff.
Chargers plus 270, Broncos plus 320, and then the Raiders, who are irrelevant at 12-1. I know everybody wants to talk them up, acting like they're going to be a surprise team. Okay, the Raiders surprise. What are they, an 8-win team? If they surprise, a 9-win team?
I think surprise. I'd be surprised if they won 8 games. 8's a lot of games for the – I think Geno Smith and Carroll just get them to 8-9 wins.
That would be a great year from them. If they got to 9 wins, it would be a great year in year one.
And in
for
that
Pete
case,
Carroll.
That means they had to get wins against the Chiefs, Chargers, and Broncos, all teams we're saying are good teams. Like, not all wins against, but they're going to have to get 3 of their wins against those teams. They're not going to go 0-6 in the division gold.
Here's the Raiders
or 2-4 in the division and still rack up 9 wins.
Here's the Raiders' schedule. They open up at New England. Coin flip game, in my opinion. I don't know what the spread is, but at glance, I say coin flip. Chargers at home, at the Commanders, home to the Bears, at the Colts, home to the Titans, at Kansas City. Tennessee, very winnable. Colts, coin flip game. Bears can win that game.
They're better than the Colts,
Patriots,
aren't
like, they? What's that?
They're better than the Colts, aren't they?
Coin flip game, depending on the quarterback.
I think they're better than the Colts, but it's not. There's not so much better, Drew, that I'm willing to just be like, that's a dub.
Yeah,
like, for the Raiders, come on.
Either,
before they play the Chiefs, it would not shock me if they had 1, 2, 3 wins. That would put them. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. If they were 3-3, would not shock me at all. I don't think they're 1-5 coming to Kansas City.
Who do they have the rest of the way after they play the Chiefs?
After that, they have a bye, then Jacksonville, at Denver, home to Dallas, home to Cleveland, at L.A., home to Denver, at Philly, at Houston, home to the Giants and Kansas City.
A lot of losses, man. Yeah.
And the Chiefs game, January 4th could be a gimme if the Chiefs already have everything locked up.
Right.
We're heading to Vegas for that game as well, I believe. That game could mean a lot or it could mean absolutely nothing.
Could be fun, though. We could all have a little fun around New Year's, you know? If you're looking for a beginning of the year trip.
I think we're flying out on New Year's Day.
I said around New Year's, you know? We could go out New Year's Day.
We are going out New Year's Day. That is when we're flying.
No, I meant, like, go out. See the people. If you're going to be in town, go get a drink with you somewhere.
Well, that's the point. We also hope to see you guys.
Swim.
Hope to see you guys in a couple weeks, too. 2 weeks from tomorrow, we will be out at Circa Resort in Las Vegas for their Circa Millions, Circa Survivor contest. Still got time to sign up. Remember, you enter Nevada, but you can play from anywhere. Survivor's pretty straightforward, right? You pick one team to survive every single week, $15 million up for grabs. And then, of course, Circa Millions, you pick 5 games every single week. We're going to do a show/station entry in Circa Millions, I believe, when we get out there. Looking forward to being at my favorite place to stay in Las Vegas. The place is amazing. Largest sports book. Stadium swim outside with all the pools. No matter what time of the year you're there, because the pools are heated, so you can go. Mm-hmm. No matter if it's January, no matter if it's August, when it's going to be very, very warm. We'll be in the water the whole time. Hope to see you guys out there. It's the perfect weekend if you're thinking about signing up, because that's the same weekend. Not only are there a bunch of radio stations like us out there, but there's some open bar events. So,
happy hour by the pool. Yeah. We do a bar event at the bar down there. I think last year was at the D, but they move it around a little bit. So many great spots. So, yeah, we hope to come see you, or hope to see you, a couple weeks from tomorrow. We'll be out there. Show starting on Thursday. They'll actually let you in. It's a radio row. You could watch Cody and Gold live. We saw a station in Milwaukee have some people sitting around watch their show last year.
That was crazy.
You guys can watch
that
Cody and Gold live from Las Vegas at 8 a.m.
That's right. If you want to get down to Circa and show up at 8 a.m., you're going to be a live audience.
8 a.m. Vegas time, obviously. As you know, our show starts at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Drew, while we wait for, I think Nate's having a great conversation with a couple of readers over there. Why don't we do a few camp questions?
Mm-hmm. Camp questions.
All right,
what
guys.
Got for us?
So I got 3 of them for you.
All right.
Jalen Royals, as we know, has been creating a lot of headlines. He spent a lot of time with the ones. Hollywood Brown and the injury that he's going through, of course, has generated some of that. But is it fair to think that by the time we get to the end of the season, Jalen Royals could assert himself as wide receiver number 4?
So entering the postseason,
yes.
You mean,
entering the postseason, could he go above Juju? Could he be that guy behind, theoretically, Hollywood if he's healthy, and then Xavier Worthy and Rasheed?
I think there's a chance. It's definitely not how it's going to start. I mean, I think Juju Smith-Schuster is clearly above him right now. As the season goes on, depending on injuries, yes. I think that's more of a next year we're talking about where the ability to elevate is for him. I think he'll, for the most of the season, be the number 4 wide receiver. Talking about Jalen Royals, that's kind of where I am.
Is Sky Moore going to make this roster if Rasheed starts on suspension? And
no, because Tyquan Thorne's making it, and then they'll have Remigio or somebody else before
you. So that's the problem. Is like, I'm not even sure Jalen Royals ahead of Tyquan Thorne right now. And I'm not normally camp buzz guy, but I will say they have used him more and talk about him in a way that I feel like is slightly different than the Justin Rosses of the world.
But what's tricky about Thornton is, okay, so if Rice is out week 1 and however long, right, a month, whatever.
He just eventually gets shelled.
Thornton will end up getting some of those snaps or, you know what I mean, like, or if Oliver Brown, like if this ankle thing turns out to be more serious, that's an opportunity, some deep balls down the field too. So I think that's why it's tough to answer that until we know for sure the suspension length, and then also is Hollywood Brown just going to miss a bunch of camp and be good, or are we going to be sitting here in 2 weeks saying, uh-oh?
I don't think we're getting to wide receiver 4 from this year. What's next, Drew?
Question number 2. Will we look back on this draft class and say this was Veach's most important class? And the way that I'm saying this is in terms of the dynasty continuing or things dwindling a little bit where maybe they – because, so, like, let's say Jelani doesn't hit, or let's say Omar Nomalat is fine, but – Chris Jones is not, he's not the replacement for Chris Jones, and we're talking next year. They need more D linemen 2 years down the line. Well, Gelati hasn't worked out. FAU hasn't. They need more D linemen, and you're looking at needs where the classes aren't hitting at the rate that maybe you need to replace the guys who are getting older and leaving.
I understand this fear because people are always worried one draft somehow is a sinking ship for you. And I just don't think it is if you have drafts like this, because we had Nick Bolton on the show earlier. In one draft, Nick Bolton, Creed Humphrey, and Trey Smith all got drafted, and Noah Gray, and they gave extension to all of them. The following year, Trip McDuffie and George Karloftis, but one of which is paid, the other one who will get paid, and will continue those things. I think they did too good of a job there that it will not bury them. I just think that even if you look at last year's drafts, if you're worthy, he's going to be a competitive player. Jaden Hicks looks like he'll have some time, so it's not a total whiff. And we just pretend like they don't have whiffs. Their first round pick 2 years ago isn't going to play but like 20% of the snaps this year. And it hasn't thrown them off of their game yet. So no, I don't. Even if this draft went south, I don't think it just ruins a dynasty.
Yeah, I would say for this year's draft class, it's pretty obvious. I mean, as much as I like Jalen Royals and some other guys, Breshard Smith, I would love to pan out.
If Simmons works,
it is all about Josh Simmons. If they find their franchise left tackle, I don't care about the rest of the draft class. And nobody should. Like that's just the reality of the situation, the importance. This team has had five different left tackles in five Super Bowls. Look, I think there's a chance Royals ends up being a nice little long-term third wide receiver for you or something like that, but it is all just whether or not Simmons hits.
If they told me today, they said, hey, you can lock in Josh Simmons as a top three left tackle in football for the next 10 years, but today you have to cut every other player.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Right.
Like, I mean, no offense, Omar Norman. Love you getting on the field. See ya.
Yeah.
Like, I'll figure out something else. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what you want me to say, but it was nice knowing you.
Yep.
Please enjoy your free agency time.
All right, last one, Drew.
Last one for you guys. No bug issues today, Cody, still, right? I mean, everything's good.
Well, I don't know, man. That wasp keeps flying around.
Is it all right, though, for now?
I'm having some PTSD.
I haven't had to use
a little more jumpy.
He's jumpy for
I'm
sure.
I'm jumpy today.
He's nervous.
Dude.
He got stung, obviously, by a yellow jacket in the lip a couple days ago. So now, anytime a wasp or anything comes near him, understandably so, he gets a little nervous.
That first mo is going to be terrifying, man. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm afraid of it.
I'm
afraid of the first time I got to go out in the grass.
Cody, we talked about this yesterday, and Gold and I think Gold stance of paying for the service, this is what you have to do now. You just need
to pay for lawn care now?
Yes, you need to pay for the service. It makes sense.
You didn't want to pay to have the nest eradicated. You said, I'll do it myself. And what did that get you? It got you, you're on steroids now, and your lips swelled up like crazy. So that, and you're still, and you ended up paying for the guy anyway. So,
oh, I sure did.
You know what? Sometimes it's just worth the money.
So you're saying just figure out the monthly expense to pay the lawn company.
Yes.
All right. If you work for a lawn company, start shooting me some quotes on the text line.
And you don't have to worry about
that. Pay your $60 or whatever, $55 every other week or every week or whatever it is these days, depending on the yard size, and just be happy and not have to deal with it.
I'll look up the square footage of the lot if that helps you.
Those are Drew's camp questions. Up next, Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, stops by. We might ask a couple of those questions to him as well, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Back here in St. Joe, hanging out on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We'll get to the random question of the day in just a couple of minutes. We got our Chiefs insider from ESPN hanging out with us, Nate Taylor, stopping by after practice. We were filling him on the details about Cody and the yellow jacket and everything. And now I think we've convinced Cody just to pay somebody to mow his yard.
I might have to, man.
Yeah.
It's not a bad life.
Hit me up.
It's not a bad life. Holly convinced me a couple years ago to just bite it, you know. So I can, you know, I understand where you're like, hey, you know, it's my house. I want to take care of it, you know. But, like, it's a time management thing. And now with your medical condition, it all makes sense.
Medical condition. That's what it is. I guess.
I'm like straight up, and I have never had any problem with bees or what. They don't like freak me out. And I told him, and then classic like kid stuff. Yesterday, right after all this happened, my face is still swollen up. I'm on steroids. I've been trying to lay low. They were out in the bounce house in the backyard. We've got like a $200 one from Sam's Club that they're getting too big for, but they essentially just do, like, crazy nonsense moves.
All we got is time, Daddy.
It's summer, man. You got to keep your kids
all you got is time.
And they had two wasps got in there. And they're like, hey, come kill these wasps for
no.
me.
No.
Like, I did it, but I'll tell you right now.
What a father.
It was a jumpy 5 minutes. I mean, I was out there it was a jumpy 5 minutes. Like,
and you're
go inside. I need this by myself for a minute. I got to handle this.
And you were on steroids. Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, man. I just, like.
Look at this guy.
Unreal.
It was
look at
tough.
This guy.
It was I did not want to do it. But I was like, but they wanted to play. And I was like, whatever.
And I need to lay back.
Hey,
as soon as I finish, I'm laying right back down.
At least it was you and your kids weren't playing in the backyard and all of a sudden they got stung in the mouth.
Correct.
At least it was you and this would be a much bigger ordeal.
Oh, dude, I can't even imagine how. Because, like, I would say it was probably, it was 2 hours of life, what I would call, like, really uncomfortable pain where you're like
just throbbing
this,
or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Miserable pain where you just keep putting like a new ice cube on it trying to and you're just like, I am in miserable shape here for about 2 hours. Then after that, it was just like, it was really uncomfortable.
Right.
For the rest of the evening. Then I woke up, my whole face was like, I got to do something about this.
Thinking of injuries, one that we haven't heard of a Chiefs player getting stung by a bee or anything, taking him out of practice, but Cody and I keep going back and forth on the Hollywood Brown situation with his ankle because I said, look, if you already made up your mind that you think he's only playing 12 or 14 games because of his history and all that, that's fine. To me, this ankle thing to this point, for what we know, and maybe you know otherwise, I'm not changing what I think he is this year. Like, the season is 30 days away.
Correct.
I'm not worried about him missing practice right now. Now, a week from now, if Andy comes back and says, well, actually, it turned out to be more serious. He needs surgery, out for a month. Then we can get into that conversation. Have you heard any update? What are they just being cautious because of his history?
Yes.
Is this an ankle injury that he would be playing if it was a game this Sunday?
No.
Okay.
He would not be playing.
So is that serious enough where he wouldn't be playing
Sunday?
Yeah.
I'm kind of estimating based on what I've heard, but no, I don't think he would play if it was a regular season game this week.
Would he play next week if it was a regular season game?
Now we're getting into the discussion that by the way, it's not just Hollywood Brown. This is a lot of players in the league. Hey, it's time to have a discussion. How much do you want to push it? Do you feel like you're capable of playing at X amount, you know, percentage-wise? He clearly did that. I mean, he wasn't 100% game-ready shape when he played against the Houston Texans in late December in his first, you know, in his Chiefs debut, basically. But he did it for the team, and he contributed what he could based on where he was at that point in his rehab. I don't think he's playing in the preseason game. I know there are some discussions. I think it was you, Alex, who said, I don't ever want to even see him.
I don't need to see it.
That was before the ankle injury.
Correct. So they are being cautious. You know, I haven't heard a massive update. It is a little surprising that, like, hey, you're not going to do everything today, right? You're just going to go out, just going to move a little bit, do some individual drills. Hey, maybe
get a jog in.
Yeah, get some, lather up, you know, get a nice little you know, you still got to get your conditioning and your cardio and all that, you know. So, hey, take it easy. But, like, you're not going to do anything with the team. You're not going to do any, like, one-on-one drills type stuff. Well, that hasn't even happened. And so, you know, Andy suggested a few days ago, like, he wants to get this right. And my interpretation of that is you want this to be 100% for week one. So what's the best thing we can do between now and Brazil to where, hey, it might not be the most reps we wanted. It might not be the amount of time spent developing the chemistry and the calls and the checks and all that with Patrick. But you're a professional athlete. You're very good when available. We will trust you, you know, on opening day to be ready against the Chargers. So does he come back to practice next week? I think that's the question in my mind.
And this is the other part that we have gone back and forth on. I don't want to understate the fact that all I've ever had coaches tell me is having time with the player matters. I understand he had a year's worth of mental reps last year.
Correct.
That man has only been on the field with Patrick Mahomes for, what, like 40 days?
Something like that.
It's more than that, but it's not that many times running that route. Like, I watched Tyquan Thornton, like, ran a pretty, like, Matt Nagy was actually complimentary today.
He said
timing of the wide receivers was good today. These were timing routes, and everybody was running them and hitting them, and it was working. That's the part with Hollywood where I'm like, when you get back here, is that going to slow you down, the fact that you haven't been doing that as often, or are you just seasoned enough that we don't worry about it? Like, what version?
If you remember correctly, and I guess what I'm saying shouldn't be that big of a surprise to Jesse Minters, you know, the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Chargers, if he's paying attention or if someone sends him this audio clip. But when he played, when Hollywood Brown played against the Texans right before Christmas, his first catch was a crossing route. His next route was, you know, a little bit of a designed scheme you up, but it's a nice intermediate route. Not too complicated in terms of timing and adjustment with the quarterback.
More depth and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah. Now, can we get you some quick game action, you know, where, you know the route. Hey, maybe you can make the first guy miss. That little short completion turns out to be 7-8 yards. I think if he's available for week one, you're thinking more in that sort of frame of mind where, hey, you're working off of Travis. If Rashee Rice is not available due suspension, you understand that. Okay, how much is Xavier Worthy a part of the game plan, especially going, you know, into the deeper third of the defense for Mahomes to open up things, you know, for the intermediate underneath? And if that does happen, then that's where you fit into the role if you're Hollywood Brown. And, again, please stay healthy. Just get to week two so that we can build those reps, those timing throughout the course of the season with Patrick. Because, again, you're not a rookie. You've been on the team for more than a year now. You're a professional.
I'm going to say you don't know the offense. I think he knows.
But over time, like, truly developing his route tree, truly understanding where he fits in the offense, adjusting to whatever the defense is presenting from a cover standpoint, that's the only thing you can do is pitch and catch, man. It just takes time.
We're talking to Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. I guess we'll stick with the injury theme for here for a second. Drew Tranquil, I told Cody, I'm almost a little more worried about that one. I know it's probably in the same realm of, hey, he's a vet, let's get him 100%, but he turns 30 in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
It's a back strain. Uh-huh. Anybody that has back issues and they don't play football tells you it doesn't go away quick.
Dog.
Where are we at on that?
I play tennis. And if the back flares up, we got to sit you down.
Alex hurt his back getting laundry out the dryer.
Hey, bro, it happens.
So bad.
It happens. Hey, Drew.
So bad.
No matter what they say, they all going to go through it. Because, you know, I'll hit a backhand and I'll feel it and I'm going, well, if I do this, what's it like for actual athletes?
People like using their whole torque.
Yes. You know, so it's and like, hey, I need my back to, you know, chase and tackle ball carriers. So, again, can we see him by the second preseason game? I mean, I guess. But this might be one of those cases where you say, hey, I'm sorry, but we may forget this. Justin Reed didn't do anything.
True.
Anything because of a quad during the workout. So it's like, hey, I was working out. Well, how you feeling? Not great. All right. Could you be ready for week one? Yeah, I'm a professional. Okay. That might be what Drew Tranquil's on now because it's a back, man. Anytime you start saying back, and to your point, Alex, about him getting 30, yeah, dog. Yeah, ice that down. get all the icy hot you need, get all that heat.
He needs to get the same massage tub and cupping that Drew got. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't.
Drew went on vacation and got a massage for the first time, and he took a photo of his
for
back.
For the first time?
He had cupped.
How old is this man?
29.
Come on, Drew.
It was amazing.
Of course it was. Where have you been? What? Yeah.
He's new to the game.
He is new to the game. Do you have a moisturizer as your routine, sir?
Yes.
Okay. He's on track.
I've made it
He's
there.
On track. Okay, because
these are the things that take a little while to figure out.
Yeah, dude. You want me to put something on my face? Get out of here. And it's like, no, actually women like to see you look a certain way. You know, have a little respect for yourself.
Take care of yourself.
You know, maybe trim, you know, maybe do something. So it's fascinating to me that he just got cupping and he just, I mean, when you have him, I understand why professional athletes are like, if I find a good masseuse, if I find a good trainer, if I find a good nutritionist, like,
this is my guy.
You mean you don't have to go see 25 different ones? Like a Cleveland quarterback?
That was easily the most damning thing of all of it.
Yes! Bro, not everybody can just touch your body, man. Come on! I find one at the local spa, and I'm like, what's her name again? Yeah, book it. Or, you know, hey, I really like the way he worked on, you know, my lower body or whatever. Like, you can't just have any old body. Come on, dog. That is your... You're trying to maximize your earning potential. You are a football player.
If you do this well, you're worth $300-400 million.
There are other ways that we can get somebody to touch you. You ain't got to do it like this. You ain't got to do it like this, man. Come on, bro.
Get on Raya or something. It doesn't like
get
on
a map. He's got a gorgeous now fiance or wife or whatever. That was the other thing. Like, what are you doing? Anyway,
that's the other thing. Anyway. Find a partner that likes your freak. It's all right.
That likes your freak is incredible.
But stop sexually assaulting people.
What kind of – yeah, is that a part of the speed dating? All right, so you got a good job, come from a decent family. Hey, you got your things in order. You ain't got no bills, no major debt. You know, you got things going on in your life.
What's the weirdest thing you're into?
Point to me on the bingo card. What's your freak?
When you're talking about the defensive players, you'd mentioned the way, you know, maybe Tranquil and these other guys. I know one of the guys that we paid a lot of attention to last training camp, but I feel like we haven't been paying as much attention to, but it could be a big leap year, is Jaden Hicks.
Yes.
What do you think about Jaden Hicks in year two? He's falling quiet only because, you know, like, new names, new people to follow. Right. We got to follow Omar Norman Lott or some of the other new players. Yes. Where is Jaden Hicks going to take a leap?
I really think so, because Justin Reed's not here, guys. And I think the player that fits that archetype and has
it
a little bit.
It feels like that says something about Jaden Reed. The fact they didn't go veteran for the first time with Spags.
And I will be clear, the Chiefs tried to re-sign Justin Reed, but did they try?
Tried in the way that, like, if the price is right, we're happy to have
him. Yeah, and if you want to come back and, you know, hey, take a pay cut, sorry. Okay, you got the same deal from the Saints. I'm sorry, we just can't match that because we have – you just trained Jaden Hicks to be a somewhat version of you with a little bit more athleticism, a little better ball skills. Now, he's got to do it consistently, you know, down to down, that being Jaden Hicks. But I just think the Chiefs now can go into a safety group that is truly interchangeable, that was somewhat close to what they had when Mike Edwards was first here, where it's like, well, we can just bring Mike Edwards on the field. And even though Brian Cook got injured and he's no longer part of the season, he's just as interchangeable. Hey, the reason we smoked the Miami Dolphins in Germany is because we were having safeties out there and there wasn't one that they could easily pick on, because we have versatility, we have skill set, all these guys are smart, and now I can...
We'll send them all in a blitz.
Yes, yeah. We can be as complex or as exotic as we want to be, and so I think if Chamari Connor can stop playing nickel, you put him with Jaden Hicks, with Mike Edwards, with Brian Cook, and all of a sudden, how do I game plan for you if all four of those guys are options that are viable and that can make sense to where, hey, I don't know who's going to be the deep safety. Okay, they're going to come and dime. Well, that's three safeties. Well, who's responsible for what? Well, they can all kind of do similar things. So it could change from, you know, situation to down and distance to whatever. And so I think last year they got a little stuck because teams realized, hey, the only deep safety on the roster is Brian Cook, and we can manipulate him because Justin Reed isn't doing that anymore. And I think that's an issue where they had to bring Jaden Hicks along the way last year, and he led the team in interceptions. So it's plausible that Jaden Hicks could be the third. If you want to say Tremari Connor and Brian Cook are your veterans, that's who your traditional safeties are. But you can move Jaden Hicks around as a chess piece player where you can now become a little bit more harder to tell, easier to disguise on the back end.
Last one for you. Chris Jones, he's a vet. I understand this, so you're not really looking for him per se, but you feel like he still looks like there's plenty there for another year?
I do think he's highly motivated. He's still really, really good. It's absurd how good he is. And, guys, if Kingsley Suamataia actually works out, Chris Jones should get all the credit. Because there have been times where Chris says, okay, I'm going to show you my hands today. Yep, and I'm by you.
I'm going to show you what I actually got.
Okay, I know it's a passing down. You know it's a passing down. All right, last year, guys went through your chest. I'm going to go through your chest. Okay, so that you understand how to anchor better.
You understand the moves. You have to learn the hard way. With the best there is,
which is the best. And I do think it's been instructive to say, like, okay, Kingsley held up on this particular snap, or this particular rep, I should say, against Chris Jones. And then there's other ones where it's like,
it's okay to lose a rep to Chris
Jones. If you're okay, hey, if you and Josh Simmons are confused just a little bit, that's all the daylight I need to blow it up, you know? And so it's really instructive to be like, hey, what is Creed saying? How can you help Josh? What's the alignment? Okay, Chris is in front of me. Are we double teaming? Are we not? Okay, if I'm not, I've got to be strong enough to withstand him. But my hand placement has to be exceptional because this dude can get under your pads, he can get under your arms, he can wipe your arms away from you. And Andy Reid's been very clear that Kingsley has to work through all these things. So in a weird way, Chris's camp is not about him anymore.
Yeah.
It's about getting Josh Simmons, getting Kingsley Suamataia to understand what they may encounter pretty early in the season. These guys may not be as talented as me, but they will try to do similar things to disrupt the protection scheme for the offensive line. So I think Chris is over talking about defensive player of the year. I think he's over talking about double-digit sacks.
Just getting through these last couple of years of business.
I just think similar to Travis, and I think this is very instructive, he learned from Travis, hey, man, 1,000-yard streak, cool, but you're already cemented, all right?
Yeah, you're
so
good.
So what is this about now? It's about teaching the others. It's about improving yourself. It's about doing things a little bit smarter. And, hey, when the moment strikes, you know you can still count on me to do the thing that it takes to win a game, to close a game out on the defensive end of the ball. I think he's now reached that place. He's already got the contract. He knows he's going in Canton. I want to add to my legacy similar to Travis. And, oh, by the way, now there is no Justin Reid. So a lot of the burden is on me as a defensive player to, hey, bring along Nick Bolton. Bring along whoever, you know, the Trent McDuffies of the world. I'm the oldest vet now on defense. And I don't really want to be out here, but that's right. I need to help Kingsley. Okay. All right. What's the down and distance to get cool? All right. What move can I give him to prepare him for the regular season? And then when it's time for me to watch film, when it's time for me to dissect the weak link on the offensive line of the other team, hey, I've been doing this for 8-9 years now. I'm still really good, still really talented. But this training camp is no longer about him or his individual performance, and I think that's a nice step in his career arc.
Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN.
Hey,
we got 4 minutes of a random question today if you want
to
stick around.
Let's do it. Hell yeah.
Hang on. I'm going to say, Nate, I am so thankful that you stopped by today and provided us with some stuff that's going to last for a long time.
There are other ways that we can get somebody to touch you. That's so true.
That's one of them.
Okay.
Along with the others, you know, that I got. But thank you, Nate. I'm very
You're
glad
welcome.
You stopped by today.
You're
I think the
welcome.
Audience is
This has been
well.
An interesting first 2 days of the week for this
show. Very much so.
Random question today brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today for you, Gold, Nate, and Drew. And then the text line, 913-586-7965. Special little bonus. Coming up in, I don't know, 20 minutes is an effort to get you to subscribe and like our YouTube and Twitch channels we talk about all the time. Drew, next segment, will show the photo of what my face looks like.
Oh,
that's the only place you're going to
see it. I've seen it, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen it.
So if you want to see what my face looked like after the wasp stung it, I'll put it up on the YouTube and Twitch channels and Facebook and Twitter coming up here in just a few minutes. You know what? We're going to stick with the theme. I'm going to ask a question to the listeners that you guys can't help with, but you can talk about whether or not you think it'd be worth it.
Okay.
Because you guys mentioned lawn care. Maybe I should pay someone to do it.
Yes.
What are we thinking about this robot lawnmower situation?
No.
Rather than pay someone to do
not
it.
Not with your yard.
What
you
if I just
yard.
Get – I read some reviews. They can work on the incline. They
your
claim.
Yard, I don't know.
Husqvarna says they got one that can go up the hill.
No. Yeah, I don't know if that's good for your yard. No. I've seen them. My uncle years ago had one, but they had a small yard and it was completely flat. I don't know if your yard with the decks and everything, it's good.
You think no good? You map it out, right? Man, I don't mind going out there with the wheat. You know, I'll still go out there with the trimmer.
Be a light for the community, okay? You don't want to be the guy that's like, not only am
is
I
is this like me creating like an AI version of our weather guy? I'm not helping the people. I'm just getting
a
mower.
Be a pillar of the community. You know, this guy provides a service. It's quality service. I don't know. Wait,
is your guy good?
Or ma'am. Yeah, it's a team. So yeah, I guess. I mean, again, this is in the Holly department. You know, she's the scouting director of landscape for Taylor household. You know, I'm just I listen to my personnel director when it comes to the housing plans, and I'm like, okay, well, we'll go off on it. All right, okay. You're the coach. She's like the coach. She's the player personnel department. I'm the equipment director. I kind of deal with the cap. So that ma'am. Or that good sir who's out here in the community getting everybody's yards right, help him out, man. You know, give the word of mouth.
Get the teenager.
Go hire a local company. They come every week.
Yeah,
and then
why are you trying to take people out of business?
I just kind of thought it might be easy, dude. You just got it like essentially a Roomba for your yard. They're expensive, but it does sound convenient.
It does sound nice.
I don't have to get the invoice. I don't have to deal with all the stuff. I don't have to be like, do you want some of the winter treatment? Oh, we thought maybe I don't have to get all the add-on stuff or fight back on that. I could just, you know, what's your guy run? You give me a number?
Yeah, I'll give you another.
What's your guy a month?
I can't remember. Well, actually, I don't know.
I think my parents
It's over multiple weeks. It's like an 8-week treatment thing or, you know.
Well, yeah, the difference
is. You want to re-up, basically?
You don't have to do the treatment stuff you don't want.
I'm not the player personnel of lawn care, so I don't know the numbers specifically.
I think my parents, just to get it mowed, and they do the person does weed eating and everything, I think they have a decent-sized backyard, $55 when they come.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
That actually doesn't seem
Now, they
as
pay
bad
another as extra for, like, weed,
yeah.
you
weed,
know,
yes.
for, grub control yes. and all that kind of
so
stuff.
So I was
right?
thinking it was going to be a couple $100.
Yeah.
I could get one of these robots. So, like, 10 months, the robot mower's paid for itself.
I mean,
you do 10 months of lawn care, and then my robot mower's just doing the work.
This guy doesn't understand what it was like to be on the assembly line at the local plant. You know, look at what he's done. You know, I shouldn't say what I was about to say.
Well, please do.
Look, man, where was that machine built? You want to take a good American's job over this machine?
You're gonna put that on me now.
Built in Russia.
That's right, Nate.
You're gonna
do that
to us.
That's right, Nate.
Be a pillar of the community.
You're saying I'm supporting dictators now?
Built in America. All right.
Thank you. You know where this lawnmower guy was from? America.
Oh man.
As my brain went there, I said, "Ooh, this sounds nice."
Cody wants a robot built overseas for his yard.
I don't know. There could be an American-made company.
Please run for a spot on the school board so we can run negative ads.
We've talked about me running one of these days, Nate. I will do it. I'll do it just for the show set.
Right.
My ass will go straight up for school board membership, and we'll see. Because I don't think I can get any higher than that. That's the highest level of office I'd actually have a chance at.
Vote for someone that keeps jobs right here. Gladstone, he says.
Right here in Gladstone.
You know, he hired Jimmy down the road, and his yard looks just fine, you know? He doesn't need a robot.
Jimmy has a baseball tournament next summer, and now it's paid for because I'm allowing him to mow the yard.
He'd actually be in the end.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Thanks to him, I can afford that new backpack I needed for school. That's
Holy
right, Jimmy.
Thanks, Cody.
So I would try it the other way before you go to the Super Tech. If it don't work
out, I'm tempted by the Super Tech.
I know. That's how they get us,
very
man.
Tempting.
They really
and
do.
And I don't own anything like that.
Right.
I don't have any part of my world that's automated like
right.
that.
Right. But I understand.
I must say, some of it's pretty amazing.
I understand the appeal because it's
that
like,
pretty amazing.
Man, that looks real nice.
It's like, man, that it just like plugs in and just like.
It just
man,
does
that
it?
Just does it?
What?
It's like it says it goes out on schedule. It knows what it needs to do.
Nate Taylor.
We're getting too good at this show.
Thank you for hanging out with us a little bit past just some Chiefs talk for a little random question of the day. Of course, our training camp coverage is brought to you by Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app and find a location near you. Up next, we'll talk a little Royals baseball, including the unfortunate storyline out of last night's game, and one thing is not happening in 2025 or 6, and I'm very happy. I'll tell you what it is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.